Hello, everybody out there on Facebook, brethren and friends in Christ. As you can see, this is a swell, sunny day over here in Kursk, Russia. Kind of chilly, a little cold, but still a pretty day. I wanted to make this very short video by way of response to the latest video by Brandon Kraft, my good friend on Facebook and elsewhere. He made this video on how water baptism should not divide those who are united in the gospel. I agree 100% wholeheartedly. It should not be dividing wall. However, I just wanted to give a quick word in defense of the sprinkling mode, mode by effusion of pouring down. You know, what is the great antitype of water baptism according to John the Baptist as he was baptizing people? It say that I baptize you with water, but one who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, how was that accomplished, that promise? How was that fulfilled on the day of Pentecost? It was poured on from above. And even Jesus himself said that you shall receive the power from on high. It was poured on from heaven. They were not dipped. They were not dunked in the Spirit. It was poured on from on high. Now, and you should also keep in mind that in Isaiah 52:15, the great promise, so shall he sprinkle many nations. And that's why the Jews had this awareness and expectation that the Messiah, when come, should baptize his people. That's why they posed this question to John the Baptist. Remember, why are you baptized? They would call it, would ask him, if you're not the Christ, why are you baptizing people? So they were kind of expecting that Christ would baptize. And one of the most perspicuous texts on that is Isaiah 52:15. In Masoretic text, of course, the Septuagint renders it somewhat differently, but that's another topic for another day. Well, just think about those things. You know, again, it should not divide us if you're united, if we're united in the gospel. But the point of sprinkling and pouring is that it's not your witness, it's not your testimony, it's the depiction of how God makes this promise and He fulfills. He baptizes you. He pours down the Spirit. He sprinkles you with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I think it's those two modes are preferable over immersion. But that's my position on it. So I don't want to dwell too much on it. It's just a quick response to Brandon's video. And greetings, Brandon, and everybody who believes the gospel of the grace of God. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.